On this episode, you are going to hear myself and my friend and colleague, Kim, talk about a really important question that has come up. And that is, how can I forgive both my family and myself, healing our dynamics, especially when they're pushing me away due to past hurts that I have caused? This is a big one for a lot of people, and I wanted to dive deeper into this subject with Kim on one of the social media lives that we do every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And what we cover in this is steps on how we can forgive ourselves. What are the things that we can do with our family to make amends or not make amends? How do we know when the relationship is complete and when it's not? And not just with family, but with other people. So take a listen and then let us know if this resonates for you and what you would like to know more of. I'm very curious. Here you go. Hi, I'm Brenda Reese, freedom and forgiveness coach, and a person just like you that is learning to navigate life and all of its challenges. I teach a forgiveness process like no other. It's a blend of practical and spiritual forgiveness. This process guides you into knowing how unforgiveness can be keeping you stuck in your relationships, both personally and professionally, and how it prevents you from releasing resentment and finding joy. Each week, I share practical and some not-so-practical tips, tools, and advice from myself and other people that are on this journey just like us. This is for you if you are ready to turn your pain into peace. Welcome to the Forgive Yourself Podcast. Hi, and welcome. My name is Brenda Reese, and I'm a relationship mentor and forgiveness coach. And with me today is my wonderful friend, Kim. And we are continuing conversations around boundaries and family and ourselves. And today we have a really interesting question that we're both excited to talk about. This one's about forgiving both family and ourselves, healing our dynamics when we're the ones that caused the hurt.
Yeah, and it's interesting, right? It came to me when we were talking last week, you know, because I feel like sometimes when we're on the forgiveness journey or when we're working on ourselves, you know, we're very introspective about, you know, looking at how did that person hurt me? How do I mend that? How do I forgive that person? Because I'm not the victim. And I don't mean that word in a negative connotation at all. But when the hurt's been done to us, you know, we've got the hurt and all of that that comes along with that and the betrayals that come with that. But, you know, often and sometimes in my life as well, you know, I've been the person that did the hurting from whatever unconscious level I was at that point in my life. And then fast forward to a time in my life where I'm actually doing the healing or the, you know, you're doing the healing work and the forgiveness work. But I'm not sitting in that place of going, you know, I need to forgive this person because maybe I was the person that caused the damage, conscious or unconscious, irrelevant, good or bad, not judging, just a fact, right? And so, but that, I feel like that shifts the dynamic a little bit and it makes it more difficult because you're not coming from a place of, oh, poor me, this was done to me. Right. You're coming from a place of, oh crap, I did this. But I'm also working on myself. I'm healing. I'm making sure I don't do those things again. But it's hard and it's uncomfortable and it doesn't always feel safe to reach out to those family members and say, hey, this happened. I did this. I'm working on myself, so you should forgive me. I mean, it doesn't really work that way. So how does it work? Because it doesn't work that way.
Right. And the funny thing is like, we don't need to tell people that we're working on ourselves because really it should show that we're working on ourselves. Right. I mean, because when we have to tell someone we're working on ourselves, then, you know, we're trying to prove something again. And that's really, right. That's what we're, one of the things that we're trying to to heal from is proving ourselves to the world that we're worthy.
That is such a good point. So we're done now. That's all I needed to hear. I'm kidding. That,
I know.
Hadn't thought of that.
Right. So that's the one thing that first came to mind as we were talking, as you were talking. And so, you know, the thing about it's hard. It's hard when we are, when we take responsibility. So this is the other thing. It's like when we start to create awareness around ourselves and we start to do our own work and when we start to realize that, oh, wait, it's not just them doing it to me.
Right.
Maybe I have contributed somehow or I've caused hurt. We all have. And the thing that keeps us from admitting that is it guilt and shame.
Yeah.
So yeah. It's not healthy to hold on to guilt and shame, but a lot of people do. And, you know, first I want to really recommend taking a look at the fact of what guilt does to us, what shame does to us, just physically, not even just mentally, but physically. It does cause physical harm to our bodies because it's tension in the body, right? It's stress in the body. And we know we've heard of the things that it causes. Then the second thing is like, if I'm hearing you right, like, how do I approach this? If I have caused some hurt, and like when we were talking last week, it's kind of like if the family's not really wanting anything to do with me, two different scenarios, it's like one, being really clear about what your part is.
Yeah.
Really sitting with and going, you know, because I have not been kind. I've been an asshole before in my life. I have been what I don't like in other people.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so there was times in our lives that we've done that. And so we can take responsibility because as we do the work, as you know, we create awareness first, like, ooh, there's an issue here. Maybe I'm a part of it too.
Yeah.
Then we become willing to take responsibility for our part, not others, but ours, because we can flip that switch on victim. We can go from, right, I'm victimized to, oh, I cause all the problems and it's my fault. And, you know, we can flip that. Oh, my God, I have done that.
Right.
You?
Yeah. Yeah. Kettle, got it.
Yes, exactly. And so really taking that and going, okay, so for instance, if I have pushed away my family, if I've hurt my family somehow, my parents or siblings.
Right.
Then it's like being able to go, if they're open, you can do this simply. And it's being really kind of humble in the sense of, you know, I realize I may have caused you some harm because we don't want to say I did cause you harm because we don't know exactly. So I may have caused you some harm. And I am wanting to know if you're open to talking about it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And this can be done if they won't talk to you in person. It can be done by email. It can be done by a voicemail. You know, I really recommend voice versus text or email, because there is a connection there. You know, when we do things by text and email, there's a little barrier that's up, right? Yeah. And so we can blast people through email or text that we would never do to their face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of the energy exchange. So when we are on the road, right, of discovery, of self-discovery and taking responsibility, that's a huge growth process right there. But it's also healing for ourselves and for them because, as you and I know, we cannot control anyone else but ourselves.
Gosh darn it.
When we have to let go of the outcome. Yeah. So I can make amends when I realize what I've done, but I have to be clear first.
Yeah.
I have to be clear and I have to do the work. Like you and I both know, before I can approach anyone else, I have to be in a space where I can be able to hear what they have to share with me.
Right.
Because that's how it works.
Well, and what do you think about, because as I'm thinking this through with you, you know, so what if they really are just not interested in in a dialogue or in any kind of reconciliation, maybe, and because maybe that's just where they are in their life, right? Mm-hmm. And so does that mean that then I can't heal? Does that mean that I'm stuck? Or does that mean, you know, then what kind of things do I do at that point in my life to go, okay, I honor and respect the fact that, you know, I caused the harm. I hurt so deeply that for whatever reason in their world, there's no place for forgiveness back to me. I've done my work to forgive them for, you know, what I felt was the betrayal in the situation, even though I was the one doing the hurting. I did the hurting. Okay. There's still a place where I forgive them for the betrayal, maybe even for just getting mad at me. Right. I mean, do you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Whatever, or for whatever instigated in our brains that hurt. How do we still continue on with our work and not continue to punish ourselves if they're not willing to or interested in finding a place of reconciliation?
Well, Sam, this is the beauty in all of the work, in any kind of development work, self-development, personal development, whatever, and forgiveness work, is the fact that I don't have to have an apology or I don't have to have the other person on board to go through the forgiveness process. Yes, does it feel better when that happens? Absolutely. Yeah. Yet a lot of times in life, we aren't able to get that. They are having their own experience. I'm not in charge of their experience.
That's right.
And, you know, and I remember back in my early days of sobriety, I had my, you know, my sponsor tell me, Brenda, everybody else has a God and you're not it. Right? They have a God. You're not it. You can't control them. You can't do anything. And in fact, the only thing you said, picture a hula hoop going over your head. Oh. That's your space.
Yep. That's what you can control.
That's what you can control.
And barely that.
Right. I mean, that's hard enough. Right. So when we look at this and we go, okay, so I'm doing the work and I've done the work outside of me. I've done the work as far as they're concerned. It's like, okay, I'm willing to take responsibility. So I've reached out and they've just like talked to the hand. Don't, you know, no way. I'm not going to do it. Right. You know, I don't want to have any conversation with you. The next step is, okay, now I get to work on what my feelings are. What am I feeling guilty about?
Yeah.
Am I feeling like I'm a piece of crap? Right? Because that's shame, right? Am I feeling like, oh crap, I did it again. Here I go. I'm doing this all the time. Right? So we want to take, and now we get to work on what have I done, which is guilt. What can I control, right, about that? What have I done? And then who do I think I am because of that? We can do the work around that. And we can also, which is part of the process, is write a letter to those people. And we can decide if they have said, no, don't talk to me ever, don't contact me. We want to honor that. That's a boundary. But we can still write the letter.
Yeah.
And we can still take responsibility. And we can ask for their forgiveness.
Yeah.
And we can say, I really want a relationship with you. Now, be clear, though, because maybe you don't want a relationship with them.
Well, and is it appropriate? Is it appropriate in the scenario, I've done the hurting, they're not interested, but for my self-healing, I feel like I need to pen to paper, write my, I'm sorry, I did, this is the where I am, you know, and is that selfish to send that to them when I know that they don't want it? Or is it part of the process and then you just let them live with that how they want to and don't worry about it?
Right. That's a tough decision. And that's a decision that a lot of people make, especially in these estrangement situations, is if somebody has completely said, no, don't talk to me, and I'm sending this letter, that can cause some ill will, right? So, and I've had it done. Now, I had a client who was estranged from her daughter, and she had said no contact, but my client, after doing some work and willingly get through the anger and the hurt, she wrote an email, and she apologized, and she took responsibility for her part.
Yeah.
Now that she got a response back that said, thank you. That was it. but still it was a step because now she feels like, okay, there's like a little teeny, teeny opening and she felt better. The one thing we want to be clear on though, is if I send this email, letter, card, text, don't do it by text.
Right.
We want to be clear. Am I doing this so I will feel better? Or am I doing it for them and the relationship?
Right.
Because sometimes in my anxiousness, I just want to fix it. I just want to feel better. Right. And if you just tell me you love me, I'm going to be okay.
Right. Or I'm going to go sit in the corner and eat Oreos. I mean, right. Like I need something to fix this anxiety, anxious feeling of I'm not okay. And so we do, we kind of get in that caged rat kind of feel, right? Like we feel boxed in, we're trying to do our work. Nobody's playing our game. So we're trying to push through all these things. And oftentimes, you know, I have to talk myself down from, okay, don't replace this with another Band-Aid, another addiction, another challenge, right? How do you just sit in that, Brenda? How do you sit in that place and go, okay, I'm going to hold on and breathe. And then what do I do to get out of this uncomfortable feeling?
Right. So this is a really good thing because we don't necessarily want to get out of the uncomfortable feeling. That's what got us into the problem in the first place. I know. So the thing is though, but you don't have to sit there alone.
Fair.
This is huge. We all think that I've got shame. I can't tell you what I've done. I'm going to feel bad because that's like this loop that we get into that we've always had. Then we just continue to beat ourselves up. So having a really trusted friend, this is where I'm going to put a plug in for coaching because,
or a trusted Brenda
or a trusted Brenda to where, you know, to have someone that can hear you. You need a safe space to be able to get it out of your body, share the story, share how you feel, and then have someone hold this space with you because we're not meant to do these things alone. Now, yes, you would have to sit in it, the uncomfortable feelings yourself, like you've had to, I've had to, you know, yet when we know someone's there right over here, it's not so bad. Yeah. And it's like, it makes going through the uncomfortable feelings, like I have a witness.
Well, and our ultimate fear is being alone, right? Being alone, being unloved. So I love that as a solution, as a, not a band-aid, but as a support to get to the other side, because you're right. I would much rather at least have somebody there with their hand on my back saying, this is uncomfortable. And Absolutely. Also, this is hurting you. And also, I'm right here. You're not going to die, right? Because that's the ultimate. I'm going to die. I'm going to be alone. Nobody's going to love me.
Well, yeah. And to sit in that. And then if we don't know what we've done exactly, right? If there's some, because that happens a lot.
Sometimes.
Like, the thing happens and you're like, what even made us separate? Whatever happened? And too much pride can get in the way of, I'm not reaching out because, you know, it's your fault, even though we don't remember what it is. I've had a client like that, that just went to her grave holding on to this, I'm going to be right. And I am not going to say I'm sorry or even reach out and say, I don't know what happened, but can we reconnect? And that's what's sad. So when we can do that, when we can really be clear on what my part is to the best of my ability, when I can learn to create awareness around that, be willing to do the work on it, because it's not an easy work. It's not an easy road, yet it's so worth it. Be able to sit in the uncomfortable feelings, take responsibility for my part. Then that brings us to a place where I can make a choice on whether I'm ready now to reach out and say, hey, I love you, or I want to reconnect, or, you know, I want to take responsibility for my part in this. We can then do that from a more solid, heartfelt place than, you know, pride or ego, if that makes sense.
It does. And it's interesting because then I feel like there's a flip side of that as well, where if the other family member is actually willing to have the conversation, How do you address when you, let's say you get in front of this person and you're doing your apology that, of course, we've thought out, we've well scripted, we spent a lot of time making sure that it's true and genuine, right? But have you ever found times that when in that situation where maybe the person that you're talking to has a whole different understanding of what happened, and what you thought you did isn't what they're upset about.
Absolutely. In fact, it's a lot of times it happens that way. Right. Yeah. And so what we get to do is listen, because if we're not in a place to listen, I need to be open to listening and hearing what they say, because it's like most of the time we all have our different interpretations, and it's based on our filters and our wounds and the healing that we've done. So there's a lot of stuff. So what you can, you know that old story where you whisper in the ear and by the time it gets around, yeah, right? Them. It's something totally different. It's like that. Yeah. So be open and hear, and you might be surprised. It's like, oh, it's not as bad as I thought, or that was not my intention at all. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I apologize for, you know, for this. And that was not what I meant to say. That's not my actions did not mean that. And don't run into it's all about you, but just say, oh my gosh, thank you for telling me this. And how can I make this up to you?
I think that's a really important part of it, as I'm kind of, you know, sitting and feeling what that feels like when you said that, is because, again, right, when we go to reconcile this relationship, we're prepared, we've thought things through, we've done work, and you might have noticed words are kind of my gig, right? I got a lot of them, so it's really easy for me to go in full words of blaring.
Yes.
And really difficult to sit back and listen and wait for the words, right?
Yes, it is very challenging. And that's why the more that we do for ourselves, the more we kind of calm down, we kind of bring it down here, we bring our energy. And that's why we get clear on what is it? What is my intention for this reconciliation, for this conversation? What is my intention? And then how do I feel about this? And it's kind of talking through those scenarios. That's why it's really good to have a coach, to have someone there to be able to go, okay, what if this, what if that, and be as prepared, but really coming from the heart and being able to listen. Yeah. Because, you know, I know my mother always said, you have one mouth, two ears.
Yeah, for a reason.
I was always reminded.
But the mouth is quite larger. I'm just pointing that out.
It is. So in that case, right, being able to listen and not being able, so this is where the work comes in. And because we might still get activated or triggered from what they say, we might still get that. And that's good indication. That's where the pause comes in. Pause when agitated or doubtful, right? We can just like, and sometimes biting our tongue can be helpful. We have to something for real, and biting our tongue and just listening and seeing how it resonates with you. And being willing to only take responsibility for your part, because maybe it was a misinterpretation. Maybe it was they have it totally all different. Maybe it's like, wait a second, that wasn't even our conversation.
Right.
Right.
I think it's interesting, right? Again, it all goes back to everybody needs a Brenda. But there's just, even in, you would think that there's one straight answer for one question. And even in this, there's so many different layers and so many paths that... Yeah. I guess there's just not one right answer for every question, is there? And everybody's experience is going to be so different based on how I feel, how I feel today, how I felt yesterday, you know, what happened in those experiences. I just think there's so many variables that even in starting to look at those variables, it kind of brings me a little bit of peace to go, okay, there was more than one way that this could, that we got there, right? Maybe it wasn't just this way that we got there.
Absolutely. And so that's why taking some time and figuring out the story, what was in it, what's my part, you know, why did it affect me this way, is so valuable. And then we can come to the conversation more whole and more willing to reconcile, or be willing to go, okay, this relationship, I'm done with this relationship, or, you know, either way, it's like, yes, I'd like it, or actually it's a different relationship than I want to have, but I still want to keep them in my life. How do I do that? I do that by becoming whole as much myself first, and then be able to approach it from that more healed place, so that I can know for sure. And then I cannot be accusatory or blaming, right? And I can have, because really, bottom line, we want everything. We want to feel good inside of ourselves.
Yeah.
Really, that's what it's about. So how can I feel good inside myself? Usually it's by creating that awareness, doing our own work, responsibility. Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah. I love that. Because again, I think that sometimes it, going through these processes and these steps, and I know I'll wrap it up, you know, I always get to that part, but also it's interesting because sometimes it's necessary, I think, to go through those motions, maybe have the conversation with the other person. And then maybe the agreement is, I'm glad we've both listened to each other, and I'm glad that we're in this place to have this conversation, but also, you know, I'd like to put this relationship to rest and just kind of be done with it from a peaceful place rather than a frenetic, chaotic, heart aching, you know, avoiding you supermarket kind of place.
Yes, exactly. And I was just having a conversation last night about that with a family member around who was having trouble with another family member. And being able to help them get to that place of, you know, let's get to this point and decide where you want to go with it and really be clear. And it was so helpful in that sense of, because relationships aren't going to stay the same. We change, relationships change. And so we want to honor that. And we want to honor, is that relationship going to move forward with me or not? And for them too. So I really like that. It's like, am we putting this to rest? Are we going to kind of renegotiate an agreement in our relationship? Let's renegotiate, because, you know, relationships are all about negotiation.
Yeah.
Right. And so, okay. And then honoring. And then the last thing is, before we wrap up, is the fact of, this is the hard part, being willing to honor both parties and where it's at. Like if the other person says no, or you say no, there's some grieving involved.
Yeah.
It's grieving about what you had, grieving about what you didn't have. And that's why it's so good to have a coach, so good to have someone in your corner. Yeah. And so that you can then have someone give you a different look. And so, So, oh my gosh, thank you for this conversation, Kim. And
I'm grateful.
Yes. If anybody, you know, I would love to know what you feel about these conversations. And so please put it below and let us know your thoughts. Have you had experience with this? What has your experience been? Always wanting to know more about you. And if you have any questions or concerns, or you're ready to heal a relationship, please reach out. There will be a link in the comments for a complimentary consultation. And I would love to be able to talk with you and see if the forgiveness work and the relationship work that I offer can be right for you. Ah, Kim, thank you so much. These conversations are just, I know it hits home for a lot of people, and especially for you and for I, right? Very
right. I really appreciate this opportunity. And also I love that it creates a safe place for other people to go, I understand that.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what we want.
Yeah.
We want. And because we want to help heal the pain, because sometimes we carry this, we don't have to.
That's right.
We don't have to. All right.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
And everybody listening, have a great day. So what did you think of this episode? Have you ever had the experience of trying to forgive yourself and your family when maybe you're the one that has caused the hurt? It's a tough one. And I hope that some of the things we talked about today were of benefit and value to you, because that's what I want to bring to you in this podcast. Let me know what you feel. Let me know what you think about what these tips were, what you learned. Reach out to me on any social media platform. Also, you can DM me, or you can also send me an email at Brenda@BrendaReeseCoaching. That's R-E-I-S-S coaching.com. And at Brenda Reese Coaching on most of the social media platforms. I'd really like to know your experience and what you find of value. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, take care. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did enjoy it, would you do me a favor and share this episode, and then follow us on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss one episode of the Forgive Yourself podcast, where every Friday you will get tips, tools, and stories so that you can turn your pain into peace. Take care.